played a role. They got the 130 odd, and then you nearly got the yourself. So what did you make of it?
Yeah, it was probably, I wouldn't say it was the best wicket, but it made for an entertaining game in the end. But yeah, it was a bit too paced there, and both teams had chances to win it, which on our point is frustrating because we were kind of botched that one up. We had a chance definitely to win it there. But yeah, it was definitely a two-paced wicket.
I guess with that, I mean, obviously, it's a bit of a crucial result because now you've got to, I guess, play one more game in the finals to get to where you want to go. But do you take lessons out of that for, like, when you're in that situation again, that guys will hopefully deal with it a little bit better?
Yeah, definitely. Well, obviously, we would have liked to have shot one through, but, I mean, as you see in this tournament, you can get on a roll. So coming into those finals, if we get on a roll there again, who knows what could happen. It's anyone's game in finals.
Yeah, what was it like? Obviously, you came in as one of the batters towards the end there. Pressure went up, I guess. You guys looked comfortable with Pearson and Hayne in, and then the pressure went up thereafter. Yeah. What did you make of it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, they definitely bowled well. They bowled hard lengths to hit for us tail-enders who came in there with not many balls under our sleeves. So it was one of those wickets where it was quite hard to start. I think once you got the pace of the wicket, it became a bit easier. But obviously, losing those wickets at the back end hurt us.
I guess with Pearson and Hayne, they got a rescue mission there two or three days ago.
Yeah.
Is it sort of, I guess, is it up to the guys like Khawaja and Manus, who I guess probably haven't quite hit their straps yet, and hopefully that's where your improvement comes in the finals?
I'm not worried about them. They still hit the ball well. There's a bit of bad luck there. It's a game. Sometimes you couple the run it, the bad end of the stick with that. But, I mean, Hayne and Pearson are beautifully. They've been, the last two games they've been really gelling well together with the bat and forming really important and crucial partnerships, so
yeah,
pretty happy with how they're going.
Is that a glass half full thing though? Like, you know, the fact that you're winning games apart from today obviously, but you've been winning games without those big guns really, really contributing a whole lot.
Yeah, I think most impressive thing that we've done, we haven't relied on one person to win a game throughout the whole tournament. I mean, everyone's chipped in throughout the tournament. Hopefully coming into this finals, everyone can put their hand up and put some strong performances together. We're still searching for that perfect performance. We kind of scrapped our way through this whole tournament, so coming into finals, we're looking just to make them as less stressful as possible because we seem to like taking it to the last over.
Yeah. It's nice to be back in finals, though. Obviously, I think it's probably been, what, two or three years, has it?
Two years, we didn't go last year. We made the year before.
Okay, nice.
I wasn't there for that one.
No, you weren't. That's right. Mikey's doing finals with the strikers.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 years in a row, whatever. So,
I guess, good to be back there because, I mean, it looked like you guys are going to be nowhere near it halfway through this tournament.
Yeah, we came home real strong there, so it's disappointing we lost this one because it would have been nice to jump one more, but I mean, I feel like we're all gelling well and we're actually playing really good cricket, so coming into the finals, it's a great time to peak. I'd rather be in the position we are now, winning at the back end than scraping in at the back end, coming off a heap of losses.
Bowling-wise, Mike, on four for you, and Spencer Johnson got a couple again, so as the attack, you guys think you're putting it, you're doing the best you can for the team in that sense?
Yeah, Spencer bowling beautifully. Spencer's bowling beautifully. He's bowling fast too. I think also being a lefty, it creates different angles to our bowling attack. Obviously, everyone's right-handed by Kuhneman. Just that pace bowling left hand is quite effective, and he's bowling great lengths, four-day lengths really, with a lot of pace. So been really effective and great to see him, I suppose, develop. Out of the few games he's played.
A bit of a Tassie-oriented question, but Hurricanes have to wait until tonight to see if they're in the finals. Do you feel if they do make it, they can do some damage?
Mate, I think any team can do damage. That's the beauty of this comp. Every time I look at the team roster of each team, I think, well, that's a good team. and it's throughout the whole competition. So anyone can win at the finals day. They've played well and have been playing well, so it'll be a tough win if we come against them again.
Just last one for me. It's tough to come here and have a loss, but the Launceston experience, have you been to Launceston many, many times? times over the years, or not too many? Or?
No, I've been a couple times. This is the first time I've actually got to explore a little bit. We went to the gorge. It was beautiful. Yeah. So we had a nice day out there. And plenty more sites to see that we yet to discover.
Too easy.
Thanks.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.